I carried out that demonstration for two reasons. The first is to let you know that you can change the situation around your life from your bedroom if you know how to ascend. Because in the last day, every one of us have the orientation of ministers. We may not necessarily be in the fivefold, but every one of us is a minister of reconciliation, and we have a prophetic orientation. I wish that all of God's children will be prophets, and the Spirit of the Lord will be upon them. So the power to command change is predicated upon the height you can ascend to in the Spirit. Because authority in the Spirit is a function of height. So the subject of soaring is actually a kingdom strategy of bringing you to operate in the sphere of authority. Christians don't beg, we command things to happen. It is the heritage of the sons in light. And when we talk about sons, we are not talking about male adults. When we talk about sons, we are talking about those who have conformed to the image of the Christ. If you can ascend, you can turn situations around. But oftentimes, our problem is that we can't take the necessary flight in the Spirit. So one thing this conference will do for you is that it will not only teach you how to ascend, some of you will literally be carried there. The second reason I did that demonstration is to let you know that your change don't have to last for a year. Your change will last to the extent that you let it. The moment you want your change to come, your change comes. He said, our light afflictions are but for a moment. If it exceeds a moment, it's your choice. So, the time or the duration of that crisis is not predicated on the strength of the Spirit backing it. It's predicated upon your lack of urgency to create the needed change. If you were told how many years some persons who came out carried that pain, you'll be amazed. The person who prayed and created that change, if you asked her, you'll be shocked. She may never have prayed for the sick. But we came to an energy. And the moment we hit that energy, change was only a choice that you can command, not beg for. With this foundation in mind, I want to begin a little journey this morning. You know, the place where we have visited, there were many things available. Like we just stretched our hands and we picked healing, because healing was available. As you go higher, prosperity is available. Financial prosperity. As you go higher, you find more things. But the zenith of our flight is not where things are found. It's where God sits. So we are not traveling into things. We are traveling within God and unto God. Because the journey of existence is actually a departure from the civilization of this cosmos, which is actually powered by the spirits of the world. It's a departure from these visible confines that captures every limitation that is laid in upon us into the womb of the Spirit, where God dwells. And only the possibilities that are factored within God finds expression. That is the journey of existence. So when a man reaches that depth, if he comes out, he is no longer a man. He becomes a revelation of a dimension of God. Because the idea of creation was the ability of the God that was unseen to become visible in the natural. So God did not intend to appear on the mountain. God intended to be carried by men. So when you look for God, you don't go into space, you go into men. And every time you touch a man, you touch a dimension of God. That is the journey of existence. So the Bible said, Elohim sat in himself before anything was. You know, he said, God is light. And he said, God dwells in light. That means before anything was, God was. And God was within God. Because the only thing that was God. So God could not be factored into anything but in himself. So Elohim dwelt in himself for ageless eons, because time itself had not been created. Eternity had not been created. So light lived in light. Light tabernacled in light. Light dwelt in light. And when light continued in an unending fellowship, a point came that an utterance went forth. And he said, let us make man. It was always us, because the Father was inseparable from the Son. The Son was inseparable from the Spirit. So when the Father moved, the Son moves. The Spirit moves. Because there was nothing. Only God was. So before the beginning was, God stood somewhere. And where God stood was God. All you could touch, feel, sense was God. And God decided to come out of himself. And when he came out, he said, let us make man. Meanwhile, before he began the project of man, he had created many things. Because he said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was singular, but the heavens were many. Because when you enter into the creative dimensions of God, it is endless. When our world comes to an end, the cycles of the existence of God does not end. Because he said, when we end, they that overcome, I will give power to rule over the nation. So what he will do is that he will separate the overcomers unto himself. And the ones that were saved but did not prevail, he will put them in the nations. In Revelation 22 verse 2, he said the tree that grew in that new Jerusalem is for the healing of the nation. So there were nations, but the overcomers that dwelt in him, he will give them charge over those nations. So Paul will become the representation of God over a nation. So when that nation wants to see God, Paul will appear. I carry a dimension in God. The journey of existence does not end with time. That's why I say, if only in this life we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. There is something beyond the skies. There is something that tabernacle in light. When we enter there, God becomes our inheritance. And he said, there that overcome, I will give power to rule over the nations. So what will happen is, the man who does not overcome will be in the nation. And the man who overcome will come to bring him the testimonies of God, the oracles of God, the ways of God, the dimensions of God, and the present revelation position of the Spirit. Because God doesn't end. The project continues. Now, when earth was created, the Bible said God created the heavens, because there were many projects like that. How did you think Michael was archangel? Who do you think the angelic functionaries are? Oh, I have many journeys to make. The heavens were civilizations that God had created and had been perfected. And when God wanted to begin another project, he now created earth. And what God did was that, because this one is also another new civilization, he went into himself. And the Bible says God breathed. It's called Ruach. Because the Spirit is the dimension of God that proceeds from his bowels. And he said Ruach. He brought Ruach out. Because Ruach dwelt with Abba. And Abba dwelt with Logos. And a communion continued. A koinonia that supersede time existed
But when he created earth, he took the dust from the ground and he carried ruach and he put in the dust and he said, this dust will become a custodian of ruach, and a dimension of spiritual intelligence was put in place, and dust connected with spirit, and a soul was formed. And he said, this living soul will be the representation of me in the visible universe. So when you want to see God, don't go anywhere. Meet Adam. Come to Adam. Adam was the custodian of the multifaceted dimensions of God. When you meet Adam, you have met God. So when God wanted to name the animals, God didn't need to show up. Adam went and said, you are lion. Go back to the curriculum of God. That is lion. Because this is ruach living in dust. He looked at the woman. God, he was asleep when God created the woman. But God said, this shall be called woman. When he woke up, he said, you shall be woman. Because you are bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He was sleeping, but the dimension of ruach was at work within him. So he said, in the morning, in the cool of the day, Elohim came, because this fellowship cannot be broken. The koinonia that existed between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit cannot be broken. So even though Elohim was in the Spirit, he said in the cool of the day, Elohim desired to commune with ruach. So now when Elohim comes to ruach, ruach has become humus man. So Elohim communed with ruach. And as he interacted with ruach, the man became more like God. And the authorities that were invested in Abba, the man could wield it from earth. So he became the custodian of the powers of the nation. Adam commanded the galaxies. He told the sun when to set. He told the moon when to set. There was no earthquake. He kept the boundaries of the sea because he was God. The animals came and the vibration from Adam sustained them. The earth was in their courses because a man carrying work was walking the garden. How can you be walking in your family and death comes there? You have not journeyed into work. How? How? How can somebody be sick when you are there? You have not entered into ruach. The purpose of the retreat is not to prophesy over you. It's to bring you to the place where you become like ruach Elohim. So when you go home, your son may be sick. You don't need a doctor. You say, get up. You don't need him. Your business may not be working. You say, now I know that the business is preserved because of me. When next you travel, you don't need that. Say, God protect us. I am the safety of the road. I protect the car. I come to work. I am like come to work. Fakila barakiloa, zeyanda kila katiega sakita. He said, "You were fearfully and wonderfully made." The question is, who was there when you were made? Only Abba was there. So who was afraid? Kadegak, Gediga Karakata. This man can manifest all my dimension. You know, the angels had not seen God. What they saw were different dimensions of God, because God could not be enveloped in heaven. In 2 Kings 8:27, he said, can the heavens contain God? Can the heavens, can the earth contain him? So, every time God appears on the throne, he comes out from the east gate. Because the east gate is where the presence comes from. And a dimension of God comes and sits on the throne. Now, the 24 elders will leave their face and they see another dimension and they lie down. They leave their face. They see another. The reason they keep falling down is because they've never seen a repeated dimension. So when they stand up, they see another being. And they are wondering, I thought we have worshipped already. Okay, let's worship. When they worship, stand up, they see another dimension. They've never seen the dimension of Abba. But the Bible said, great is the mystery of godliness, that God became man, justified in the spirit, and he was seen of the angel, because he pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should tabernacle him bodily. So the first time the cherubims of glory saw Abba, the first time the cherubims of glory could interact with Abba was when he took upon himself the body of a man. And that man who carries ruach is coming somewhere to be prayed for, to be healed. That man who carries ruach is coming somewhere to be prophesied to prosper. When you travel, you enter the bellies of Elohim. Where else? That's where we travel to. That's our journey. That's our journey. Where Elohim dwells. Where Elohim dwells. That's what motivates me when I pray. When I fast. When I worship. I want to see him as he is. Moses understood the mystery. He said, show me thy glory. What are you? And he said, you can't see me and leave. But there's a place by my side. By the cleft of the rock I will put you. And all my goodness will pass by. When Moses saw the back of God, Moses came out and he said, his face began to shine. One dimension. And Moses entered into so much power. He said, unless I'm not a man of God, let the ground open and eat you all. Suddenly, earth began to obey Moses. Who told you that the earth has ears? He has entered Elohim. Because only Elohim talks to all things. Retreats are not a show. We didn't come here because we are idle. We came here so that we can gain rank in the spirit. We come here so that we can enjoy translations and transubstantiations. We come here so that we can stand upon the mountains of God. He said, who shall ascend the mountain of God? Who shall stand upon his holy? Who shall stand? The man that have kept the gates of his heart. He has kept the gates. He has fought against the powers of the earth. The world wants to clothe you. The world wants to cage you so that you are locked in this civilization. And then your life is all about how you look. Your life is all about how you eat. Your life is all about contracts. Your life is all about projects. He said, who shall stand upon his holy mountain? I have been detached from the civilization. Because every civilization you see is an energy of a spirit. Every civilization you see is the wisdom of a spirit. Every civilization you see is the power and the life of a spirit. So the earth can lock you and you can't travel in the spirit. But he said, the man that have locked the gates of his heart, that have presented his hand pure, that have detached from the earth, he said he will stand upon the mountains of Yahweh. The mountains of Yahweh. That's where we command things to happen. You are mighty on your throne. Ha! Ah, Kai! Kai! If only 10 of us can realize who we are. Ha! Ah, Nigeria is small. Nigeria. Paul and Barnabas found who they were. And he said, the men that turned the world upside down, they have come to us. Only Paul can scatter a city in 7 days. The whole city, they gather together and they fight. And when Paul went there, he didn't only fight them. He fought even the spirits in the territory. Because when he comes, he represents both man and spirit. Christianity is not a religion. It's divinity expressed through humanity. God must rise. The battle of the last day is not for men. It's for God. It's for God. A day will come when you can't buy Panadol until you have a mark. So that day you must learn how to live without sickness. A day will come when you can't buy from ShopRite until you have a mark. So that day will come when you know how to multiply bread. So if they tell you, if I don't buy, you don't buy, you don't get the mark, you won't buy the bread. You say, don't worry, I still have one bread at home. And when you get home, you say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, multiply. And one bread becomes 5,000. When it's about to finish, you say, I command you, multiply. Elijah did it. Jesus did it. So it's not a prerogative of Jesus. It's the prerogative of men. A day will come when you can't fly a plane until you have a mark. So you must learn how to travel in the spirit. That's why we journey to Elohim. The day of good messages are over. This is time for the rise of the overcomers. Every one of us must shine like the brightness of the firmament. Every one of us must journey into the belly of Elohim. Every one of us must ascend the mountain of God and command deliverance unto Jacob. I didn't come to preach another good message. I came to tell you that you are far from where you should be. You are enough for your family. You are enough. You are enough. I don't need to consult to know who my children will be. I will make them what they should be. He said, gather round me, you sons of Jacob. I will tell you the things that will befall you. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. He made Judah a king. He said to God, a troop shall overtake you. Many years later, the Gadarene mania was overtaken by demons. Gather around me. I will tell you. He said to Jacob, bring me venison that my soul will bless you. He didn't say God will bless you. He has become one with God. His thoughts are the thoughts of God. His mind is the mind of God. Gather around me. While you are hoping your children will get a job, somebody else is telling his son, the dew of heaven will bless you. I shape the destiny of my children. I heard Benihin. The son was misbehaving. All the counseling were not working. How can counseling work when there are dark energies choking people? Why do you think a girl of 20 years goes on campus, a virgin, and in 2 weeks she's already disflowered? You think she doesn't remember what the mother told her? You think she wants to offend the mother? No, there's an energy. Every time Babylon shows up, he shows up beyond instruction. He comes with energy to defy and to corrupt. You didn't expose your children to the spirit. So when they came, they still had instructions in their head, but the energy choked them and their will were bent. If you teach your daughters how to travel in the spirit, if you teach your sons how to travel in the spirit, even if people are fornicating on the street, they will have hatred for sin. That's why we travel. There is something bigger than bread and wine. It is the power of the age to come. And men must wield it in time. The things that were written aforetime, they were written for our learning. So that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. If Joshua told the moon to stand, you can tell the moon to stand. If Deborah had stars fighting with her from the cosmos, how can you be defeated? Saul was killed and David came. He said, oh, cursed be the mountains of Gibeah. How were you able to stand when the anointed of God was slain? David only was aware. Saul was not aware that mountains do fight. Until this day, the mountain is cursed. I can come without preaching and speak over your life and change your situation. But you have not become anything until you begin to travel. He said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't receive it. How be it when the spirit of truth is come? He won't give you. He will guide you into all reality. Enough of superstar preachers. Enough of theoretical, theological messages. Enough of rhema without power. The true message is the message that compels you to journey in the spirit. How can you hear a message and you didn't take a fast? How can you hear a message and you didn't weep between the altar and the pouches? He said the priest should weep between the altar and the pouch so that they will not say, where is their God? When his son was misbehaving, and one day he begged him, he said, follow me to the meeting. Hey, dad, I can't go there. Please, come on, come on. I just wanted to see the meeting. Come on, dad. I don't like your boring meetings. Huh? Boring meetings. He told the mom, beg him. And they begged the boy. He came to the meeting. His trousers was sagged. His cap was facing back. Benihim didn't notice him. He was teaching and ministering. The moment he ascended, that's where we create from. Joshua, come here. The boy he was begging was coming crying. Because the man talking is now clothed with God. That's why he said, put on the Lord Jesus. Put on the Lord Jesus. Come here. The boy came out. Carry him up. And he said, Lord, when this heart stopped beating, the same that you have put on me, put it on him. And he said, from now on, I command your life. Change. The boy went down. Carry him up. and by wars. He converted a drug addict to become a prophet. The way of the Spirit, it begins when you can travel. You are a gate. You came to show the world God. You didn't come here to preach a message. You came to show the world God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people, called forth to showcase the excellencies of God. You came to show the world that there is a spirit called Elohim. That's what you came to do. You didn't come to preach. The reason we preach is because preaching is a channel of communicating God. Everything we do is a channel of communicating God. That's why our greatest preoccupation is not to do anything until we have entered God. Experientially. You are not in the Senate because you went there looking for salary. You are an apostle to the Senate. You are not in business because you want to make money. You are an apostle to the business world. The business world must be transformed because you are there. Not because God will thunder from the cloud. You are the God in that world. That's why when we come for retreat, we are not waiting for men and impartation. It's an opportunity for us to wail, to cry, so that by all means we travel. If you didn't pray here, you receive nothing. Even if you receive a healing and an impartation. That's why I began with a healing. Is it important? Yes. Is it important? Very yes. And all of us will keep receiving it. But beyond it, how much of God were you able to fetch from this mountain? Please sit down. I stop pursuing men. I honor men, but I stop pursuing men. I went for Benny Hinn's meeting, received impartation. Went for Reverend Chris Akilome's meeting, received impartation. Went for Dr. Paul Nature's meeting, received impartation. Went for Sadu Sabara's meeting, received impartation. Ran to Todd White, hugged him. He laid down to me, said, "You will do what I'm doing." Name them A-list ministers in the world. After 2 weeks, he vaporizes. Randy Clark knelt me before him. Laid hands on me, say, "You will walk in the glory realm." The same Randy Clark that spoke to Hetty Baker and she turned her world upside down. 2 weeks evaporizes. And now understand that anything you don't travel into the spirit to hold, you can't keep. When they say pray, Christians begin to sleep. When you start prophesying, they start jumping. That's why they can't keep it for 1 week. We will pray this afternoon. We will pray. I didn't come here to preach. We will pray. And when we begin to pray, you will look away from your neighbor and you will travel. You will travel. Because today you must travel. Your children will not be great because you are rich. Your children will not be great because you have connection. Your children will not be great because they have privilege of schooling in the best schools. Your children will be great because you can shape their destiny. You will shape it. That's how people become great. They are shaped. I was growing up at the age of 7, I saw the Lord Jesus. Full of God. Until I reached adolescence. And I started liking many things. And my mom would drag me to follow her to her Bible study with women. Those were the most annoying days of my life. What nonsense is this? She will force me to read, she will interpret. And now say, "Is it read? You cannot read the Bible." So arrogant and angry. Every evening, when they are watching movie, "Come and lie down here, let's sing." What is this? Sometimes because she wants to, she starts preparing my mind from 4 p.m. And we will sing. It was on one of those days of worship that the heavens opened and I saw the Lord. She that brought me there, I tapped her, she didn't see it.
The woman literally made me a burnt offering before God. When she eventually died, I went my way back to enjoy my life. I was in a club dancing. When light came out of the wall, he said, the wages of sin is dead. Because she sacrificed me on the altar. I'm not preaching because I love it. I have many other things that appeal to me. Many, many. But the choices were made before I got mature. Samuel was not made a prophet because he chose it. The choices were made for him by a woman that have understanding. So even when you refuse later, it's too late. The key, it was locked and the key was thrown into the spirit realm. So if you want to get the key, you have to go to the spirit realm. And when you read the spirit realm, you will not change your mind. Because now you will see something that is beyond life. We are the change that the world is looking for. We are the ones. It's not with the government. It's with the church. It's with the body of Christ. But we can only make that change when ourselves become what we want to see. Can we pray for 30 minutes? Then I'll bring the second capsule. I want to check whether this one have entered. See, it's a school of the spirit. I do it and I demonstrate. If it has not entered, we will press on this one until it enter. Because it's not about the much knowledge. It's about the much transformation. Stand on your feet. Let's pray. There are two prayer points we will raise. Two. I will pray for 30 minutes. I will drop this microphone. Everybody will pray. Don't hide under the sound. You know, when Mama was saying, you don't come for retreat and talk. You don't know where she's talking from. But don't be brought to a place where you will pray by circumstances. You will pray with anxiety. Many times you have no result. It's better you pray before the circumstances come. So when they come, they become projects where you manifest. The first prayer point is in your heart. The mountain that have troubled you for the last 1 year, face that mountain and begin to fight. That's the first prayer. We will push that for 10 minutes and then I'll tell you the second prayer point. Does anybody have a mountain he wants to deal with? Begin now. Because this apostle will disappoint you today. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. The last thing I'll do will be to release the spirit, the power of God. But pray in the spirit. Learn to open the chambers of your heart. They've been locked for too long. He said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Cause that river to overflow this morning. We must ascend in the spirit. You may not have any challenge now, but you are still walking in time. And you still have over 40 years, 50 years here. We don't only deal with the mountains in the back. There are some that the devil wants to bring in the future. You can change it before you get there. You can level the mountain ahead of you in prayer. That's why men of prayer are perpetual champions. Bakata kebora da kapak. Zada da fakati ala bara dava. Elianda pake. Zetiga prakto zada vakila. Command the mountains to move.
You have run from man of God to man of God. You are the first prophet over your life. Shift the mountains. Ascensions in the spirit. You have not known the power of prayer until you are able to pray beyond your weakness. Some of us pray for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You were using ATP. When your natural strength is exhausted and prayer can carry you, that's when you have started traveling. Journey past your abilities. Journey past your vocabulary. That's what we came to do. We came to discover the strength that is beyond us. It's in the spirit. Travel. He said, Hannah prayed until she had no words. Her mouth was not shaking. And Eli thought she was drunk. Can you pray this morning until you look like you are drunk? Because you have entered into prayer. You are not just praying, you have entered prayer. There was no keyboard, there was no drum where Hannah was praying. But she said, out of the multitude of my burdens, I'm traveling before the Lord. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Whether you will bet or not, it's whether you will travel or not. Become angry with the mountain. Because the mountain has one destination, is to move to where you command it. Leave the auditorium. Forget the man of God. Enter the spirit. The mountains will shift. You will be amazed. And from today, you become confident in your prayer. So when there's a crisis, the first thing to do is not who to call. It's what to do on the altar. Some of you is your children. This is where to shape their destiny. Some of you is your body. This is where to command the growth to go. This is how we raise people. Discipleship must be in the spirit. He didn't say pray for us. He said teach us to pray. It's not a time to meditate. It's time to pray. And you have not prayed for too long. That's why the mountain has been there for a very long time. The day you pray, the mountain moves. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Women who pray raise giants. Women who pray, they change nations. Because of the magnitude of our prayerlessness, even spiritual things committed to our hands don't work. How can somebody be struggling with the work of God? God is supposed to do his work in your hand. But because of the magnitude of our prayerlessness, even spiritual things don't work. Nothing changes by chance. Men cause things to change. I will do you a great disfavor if I come here and just prophesy and pray for the sick and go away. Learn to move. Master your body. Master what you are doing now. You are mastering your body. These are the weaknesses that swallowed up. You go against the tide. When you get tired, don't stop. That's where the journey begins from. Because then you have exhausted your strength. Enter into the economy of the strength of God. Enter. You don't stop when you get tired. You are exchanged when you get tired. You take the strength of God and you let go of your abilities. Some of you will enter the realm of visions. You will see the future. And you will establish it. And even if the devil wants, there is nothing he can do about it. Because you have seen it and you have established it. These are men make their ways invincible. When women pray, they move things even in the heavens. They can move the skies. They can change things. I tell you, don't stop. This is how you are blessed. This is how you go forward. This is how you become. Pray beyond your weaknesses. Pray beyond your strength. And pray into God. Refuse any distraction. You are doing business on the altar. The reason men change things in the natural is because they do things in the spirit. A great one in the morning, he went to a solitary place. There he prayed. And when he came down, he was a commander over circumstances. Refuse the circumstance from lording it over you. Rise above it and change it. When women pray, it's not a slogan. It's a testimony to the fact that truly women pray. And so women pray here. Some of you are beginning to step out of your bodies. You are beginning to lose consciousness of this environment because you are beginning to travel. They are beginning to move. They are beginning to advance in the spirit. And the new energies will come upon you. And you will know how men rise. Zelegatia la Pratazila, Halelenda la Bacata, Ombra Take, Baroata, 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 Yefa Zelegatia, Manta Kibaroate, Ok, Kakaka, 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 Ratatava Kaboa, Yabrondo Sepra Katilia, Baragada Bonde Silabraka. We command shiftings in the spirit, movements in the waters. Lea sapate kebaya. We have received the sound teaching already. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Venaya, Vateke Barina Tabak, Zondro Pratekira Bonde, Regada Baria Talabanda Kabak, Vete Valia, Vibrations in the Spirit, Movements in the Spirit, Movements in the Spirit. Rakatele vendre talavagatia. Jasika pare kilo prata. Vata kilo prata da vatana. Rakapa kataligapa. Rava tele de bonde kilo pa. Mararara. 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 Come into ascensions in the spirit. Press in the spirit, press. The wine must come out. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen. One of the strategies of the devil is not just to destroy you, because the Christian is too protected, but is to reduce the quality of your life. Either in the spirit, or in the soulish realm, or in the natural. So somebody may be so wealthy, but he doesn't know God. Somebody may know God so much, but he has no dime. The quality of the life is crippled. And the way the devil achieves this feat is by wearing you out. So you get tired of fighting and you give up. That whatever we be, we be. It's called the battle of attrition. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 20 and 21, he said the fourth beast that had the teeth of an iron. What he does is to weary the same until he prevails over them.
But the salvation of the believer comes. He said, when the throne of the Ancient of Days appear. That means the way you be saved is to ascend to the throne, where you can receive verdicts and legislations that are in the favor of the righteous. But to journey there, sometimes you need capacity. That's why many times you are praying for 1 week, nothing has shifted. So much has happened, you are building capacity. Because while you are building capacity, an insurance policy is placed around you. He said in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, he said, hot not the oil and the wine. The oil is the life and the energy of the spirit. The wine is the overflow of the possibilities of the spirit. He said, when this begins to flow out of you, you can't be touched. Hot not the oil and the wine. That's why the foolish virgins, they ran out of oil. So they were defeated by the battle of attrition at the midnight. The way to prevail is to come into ascensions, is to come into heights where you can interact with the throne of God. So you enter into a wisdom that is superior to every invention in darkness. You enter into an authority level that can change things that the devil has planned and perfected. Because your life becomes a mystery. This is why we are pressing. What I'm getting you to do this morning is to build capacity to win the battle of attrition. Because many times, when it's almost about to turn, that's when the Christian gives up. The reason is because capacity is small. He said, if you faint in the day of trouble, it's not because God is not there. It's not because God is not willing. Yours is the problem. It's little. But if you generate strength, nothing moves you. You become like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. This is not emotional. There are many things I can preach here. You will jump and run. This one is capacity building. You heard when he said it. It is done in tears. It's a travail. When you become tired, that's when you started increasing capacity. Because you can pray and stop where you always stop. And then you can't go forward. When you become tired, that's when you begin to travail. Because what it means is that all your advantages have been exhausted. So if God doesn't come through for you, you can't move anymore. Anything you do from that point, it means it's God working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Can we travel a bit more? We have another 10 minutes. Before I bring you the last capsule, another 10 minutes. But please don't be deceived. We must travel. Our world is plunging into darkness. Only sons of light will survive. Where we are going now, very soon, money will fail. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm telling you what will happen. Poverty is made. Poverty is created. And they are bringing the world to a point where if you don't sustain to their or take hold of their ideology, even with your money, you will not be relevant. That's where the world is going. We must have something spiritual. Spiritual. First, to sustain us, and secondly, to frustrate their agenda. You know, we are in Nigeria. We don't know a lot that is happening. Those who travel, they know that the hope of the gospel in the world now is in Africa. What is happening? A lady called me yesterday from London. What is the problem? Her sister is married to another woman. And they've adopted 2 children. And if you dare talk to her, you are intolerant. You can be charged. While you are here complaining about indecent dressing, dressing is no longer what they talk about. When you're talking this, they say, what is indecent? What do you mean by that? What is the meaning? People dress naked because they want to feed the sun. And it's not because they are educated. It's not because it's an elitist society. It's because the demon, the spirit of this age, have conquered that territory. And that spirit is traveling in our direction. But people must rise that we keep the boundaries that can secure the integrity of the borders so that we don't save for waste. If we don't rise, our children will worship a strange God. And they will not even know the story of God. Because God will be so obliterated from society that if you are educating them about God, they will say, who is he? A lady called me from where now? What's the problem? 28 years old. She has never fasted all her life. When I say fast, she say, why? I've never had malaria. Why do I fast? I don't need anything. I say, wait, how old are you? Say 28. You have never fasted, no. When I told her to fast from morning till 12, it was climbing a mountain. I started mentoring people online and gathered most of these people. When I gave them books to read, people came to give testimony. What was the testimony? A 30-year-old person is reading Acts of the Apostles for the first time. I thank God that I've read the book of Acts of the Apostles. What? It's the spirit of this world. It's not about intelligence. It's not about civilization. It's the spirit. Everything we see are reflections of the nature of this spirit. That's why intercessors must rise. Gatekeepers. Preservers of spiritual heritages. Else, if you look into the next 50 years, you will discover your most advantageous and strategic step is not necessarily creating wealth. It is very important to make money. But if you look 50 years from now, you'll be amazed what will happen to that money. Most of these nations that we speak of today, their focus was how to succeed only in time. There's nothing wrong in succeeding in time, but that was their only focus. Many years later, that money is what they use now to sponsor rights that is alien to the ways of God. So that our investment don't become weapons for doom. So that we don't keep resources that our children will use to sponsor darkness. This is why we are securing the gates. And it's not a burden for children. It's a burden for the mature. Can you pray that the spirit of this age will be stopped from entering the borders of our habitation? That the attempt of the devil in these last days will be frustrated. Later, our children will call on the name of the Lord. If Jesus tarries, 60 years later, our family will be godly. The heritage of God in our bloodline will not be obliterated. We cry for higher purposes. Your life can change by prophetic word. But it takes warriors in the spirit to preserve eternal dynasties. Pray in the spirit with burdens. It may look today as if it does not concern you. If you look 50 years into the future, you will be shocked how involved you are. If you can travel, this is the time. We are praying for a purpose that is beyond us. We are trying to register our voice in the chronicles of heaven, in the dynasty of the spirit. Let it be said that we were part of those that built the seed, the spiritual civilization of our day and time. Is it until the time of John? John inherited the whole civilization because he was the only one surviving. And will be part of the story of this civilization. My generation will never be chronicled without my voice. I register my name. We pray for the least things. There are immortal things awaiting us. There are burdens in the heart of the Father.
Jesus.
In case you are not used to this type of prayer, just pray in the Holy.
If you were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.